I would like for all of us together to offer our light to the earth. So let's begin by just closing our eyes. Take a breath in. And another one. And now inhale a breath of light into your heart. And when you exhale, see it going out over our planet in a beautiful cloud of white light. And the same for your next breath. Inhale into your heart. And let that wave of beautiful light go out to cover the world. A breath of light that will bring peace, that will bring balance, that can bring harmony, that can bring compassion, that can bring joy to the hearts of the wounded, so that people can understand that each heart is the same as the other heart that stands beside them, that sits beside them, that lives beside them. That each heart, each human, each life is divine and sacred. That each being on this planet, whether they be human, animal, mineral, or divine, each one is inextricably interconnected in a web of light and love. And that what affects one affects all. And the light from the one that you are, right where you are, ties into that beautiful grid of light that is growing all the time. The light is growing. And as you take your next breath into your heart, breathe into that light one more time. And make an intention inside that you are always seeing yourself as a part of that powerful healing vibration, the vibration of compassion. One heart to the many across the planet.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very nice to see your energy, your bright light. Oh, hello, dearest one. Ah, yes, your lights are bumping into each other and expanding the energy. And before long, Toronto will have 8 billion people, right? That would be all your guides, all your angels, all your teachers, all of you. That is you. We want you to know that today is a 3-day. You know, we ask our vessel, Marilyn, to add up the days each day and see what the day is going to bring. Sometimes she gets scared and pulls the covers over her head. That is when it is a 5-day, yes. But today is a 3-day, so this is the catalyst for you. What are you igniting in your life today? Tomorrow, as you are joining us, and if you are not, then you might reconsider that, because it is a 22-day. Yes, you are building anew the new human that is within you, the new energy, the new power, the combined duality that is igniting the catalytic energy of you. Now, Monday, for all of you wondrous beings that are afraid of channeling, it is a 5-day, so be very afraid. No, it is about change. You will be shifting and changing your consciousness in your brain as you are accelerating the truth of you and your guidance. You see, so many times we look at the numbers and we think, oh, how many of you see 555 all the time? Look at the clock and it's 555, look at the clock and it's 55, and it's like, oh, how can that possibly be? And you think the change is just going to be a bumpy change. Well, it is transformation into anything. And it is up to you, dearest beings of light, to decide if that is a bumpy change or if that is a good change. So with that energy, all change is good, because it is all a part of that divine order. And when you worry about the changes that are occurring, then you are worrying, which is contrary to that divine order, contrary to the divinity that is within you. Now we know, dearest beings of light, we see your hearts, we see your energy, we see you back in the energy of the whole space, and we see that in that focus. Sometimes you think, well, but this terrible thing happened to me when I was a child, this terrible thing happened to me when I was married, this terrible thing happened to me when I wasn't married, this terrible thing, blah, 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 and I had this, and that is still your story. That is still the five that is working in your life. Well, you see, we like the shape of the numbers. A five in English has a rocky bottom, yes? It's very rounded, searching for balance. So does the three. Searching for that balance. So does the eight. But as you understand, the five is also searching. It is looking forward to what is happening next. It is looking forward to that energy. And so with that energy, that is what you are changing, your story. You are not a victim of your life. You are the one that is creating your experience in your life. If something pushes against you and something tweaks you, if something terrible happened, if you had a car wreck, we don't believe in accidents. So you had a car wreck, that is the universe nudging you to bring you to a new path. Yes? And suppose you had a car wreck or had a problem and had a challenge and that took away your legs or your arms, like what is Christopher Reeve went from Superman to being in a wheelchair. That was his life path. He changed the laws of all of humanity as to how handicapped people are handled. Yes? That was his path. So understand that when the universe or the source or where in front of your path you are given that energy of challenge or that five energy, it is only so you can grow. It is only so you can be more enlightened. You are here to evolve, yes? You are not here to stay the same. Otherwise, why would you be here? You each volunteered to be on this planet at this time, at this moment. And congratulations, you made it. So far. Yes, this is the time when the changes are occurring. You can listen to our dear friend Greg Braden, who says there's a 5,000-year shift, there's a 26,000-year shift, there's a 27,000-year, whole lot of shifting going on. It is a five-decade, maybe. We do not know. However, in that capacity, it is all in how you experience it. When you push against that energy, that is where the challenge comes through. But when you look at something that is tweaking you, something that is pushing your buttons, something that may be a horrible, horrible energy, you know, we can give you example after example, but we don't have time for that here. You know the examples. They're all in your lives. We see them in your energy field. If you look at that and say, well, I'm so thankful that this happened, which we know is difficult, because I'm growing because of it. I am looking at the lesson, the information that I'm to learn, so I do not have to repeat that. I'm looking for what I'm to do. And sometimes when the universe or the source or however you wish to talk about that energy, divine order, brings you to a place that causes you to be a bit uncomfortable in your skin, causes you to be a bit uncomfortable with your situation, that could be the universe nudging you out of the nest. It's nudging you, opening you up to the next most wondrous possibility that is in your life. So what are you creating? What catalyst are you experiencing today? What is it in your energy field that you are choosing to eliminate the old story and to experience the new you? That is what we ask you to think of in the next few days. Because that energy, that intention is where the power place is. And know that you may be nudged beyond your comfort zone. We know our dear friend Lee to cry on and cry on, nudged Lee beyond his comfort zone. And we certainly nudged our vessel Marilyn beyond her comfort zone. She didn't even believe we could exist. But you see, from that change, wondrous things happen. From the information, you can ask, how can it get any better than this? And then see how it can. You are here to live in that bliss point. Joy, as you have already heard, is your birthright. And we are here to activate the joy within you. Take a deep breath. And again. Trust your joy. Even if you have to create it yourself, eh? Trust your love. Trust your life. Trust yourself. And you will know how to live. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want this to be a channel that is a teaching channel. Because you sit on the cusp of a puzzle. Let me back up. These channels are listened to for years. And seldom are they contextual to the dates of events. But this one must be. And so if you're listening a long time from now, dear one, you'll have to go back in time of what happened a few days ago. I want to take this group and revisit something. This group that listens to me now and sits in front of me is really prepared for something. Compassionate action. Go back a few days. Some of you already feel what I'm going to speak of. I told you that this shift is a war. The shift is a war of dark and light. I told you that the darkness would show itself in ways that it had not done, and it would do it more often. I told you that the dark would create situations that would ask you and plead to God, it couldn't be getting better, it's getting worse, look at this, look at this, look at this, and the darkness will smile and say, yes, it's getting worse. The darkness is flailing, pulling out all the stops, if you wish to use that expression. in order to keep it the same, to keep you in darkness, to keep you believing that this planet is no better than it was decades ago, to put it on the news in a way that it hurts your heart and makes you crumble if you're a parent. And that's exactly what happened. We told you that in this energy, this new energy, that there could be two steps forward and one step back. We say that over and over to let you know this is a battle. This is a struggle. The light is going to win on this planet, and the dark is not going to go away easily. In the place you call Florida, young people filled with life, joy, in an age when this is expected, reported to school, and some of them left cold on a stretcher. It is the worst scenario of any parent on the planet, no matter what culture you are in, the worst scenario. Many tears, disbelief, and it's going to last for months and years. And lives will never be the same, changed forever. Bitterness will start to develop and more. The seeds of darkness planted that day, not just because of murdered children or unbalanced mental. Seeds are being planted that will last lifetimes, that will affect those who are involved. And the question you have to ask right now as you sit, dear old soul, is what can I do? Human beings will see this, parents, you will see this, and you'll feel helpless. For all that you can do is empathize and commiserate with what that must be like. Some of you actually know. I know who's here. And again, you say, I am disabled in compassion, because that's all I can think about. I think of them in their situation, and all I can do is be sorrowful. And I want to give you some advice, old soul. It's time to get up and do what you came for, because the shift has created a tool in you that is going to be commensurate with the light of this planet and these situations. It's time for compassionate action for those who know what that is. And I'm going to go through it with you right now. The first thing you have to do is get out of what I will call disabling empathy. What the darkness wants is so many old souls to simply be there in sorrow and then say, this is awful. The dark has won. Well, that's not what you're supposed to do unless you believe in the dark side. The dark side of humanity, the dark side of consciousness, the dark side of human nature. No, instead, something unexpected is going to happen. Because those who listen to my voice now and those in this room will start to see something perhaps they did not see before. The first thing you do is disable that which was giving you an empathy that brought you to zero. Instead, you're going to develop something called compassionate action. Now let's go slow. The seeds that were planted with the tragedy will last for years. They'll never go away. The memory and the horror will never go away. There will be psychologists who help. Time will temper, but it never goes away. And in that, scenarios develop which are even worse than the ones that took place, making it worse. Parents who gave birth to the children who died will separate. Watch for this, it's coming. But they can they'll no longer look at each other, because all they'll see is the child they brought together into the world, and it'll remind them of the heart hurt, and it's better not to have them in their lives, and they will file so that they would not be with each other. Their lives destroyed. The two in love in marriage, gone. It goes first and second and third, layer after layer. Those in the school that witnessed it will have it etched in their lives forever. So I want to introduce you to a new power that old souls have on the planet when they see the situation in maturity and clearness. And you start to work the puzzle. What can you do right now? It's called compassionate action, number one. You start to see them and envision every single adult and sister and brother of those that perished. You start to see them smiling again. A strong vision of the inner child starting to surface and them laughing after a year or so. Laughing at things they thought they would never laugh at before. A camaraderie which develops in love in a family instead of a split. The maturity that comes together and says, we will make this together, instead of an immaturity that says, I can't stand to see you because you remind me of who we lost. And that comes from the tool that you have now. And that tool is the compassionate action of light, a light that is stronger than it's ever been. You visualize. You don't need to know their name, hardly. Every single one of them. See them eventually at peace again, not forgetting, but at peace with themselves. Perhaps they would not have if it were not for the tool that you have. A group like you sending this light will do so much for, much more for this planet than the event that happened. The event, as horrible as it will grow old, and the media will then pass over onto something else. You, on the other hand, with this tool of light, will continue to send these affected. And the visualization that you have of them, even not knowing their names or what they look like, the visualization of peace, laughter, inner joy, God inside, it's almost like you're holding their hand and they don't know who it is. And maybe they never will, unless they listen to this recording, to know that we love them, you love them, God loves them, and will not let them perish in consciousness like so many have in these situations. Don't let the ripple of this go any further than it has. You can stop it right now by sending that which is the visualization of their joy someday, their peace someday, when they settle with it and realize that they are important, and some of them will write books. Some of them will be part of action teams so that it won't happen again. Instead of wallowing in misery and in grief and maybe even taking their own lives. This is the difference between yesterday and today. And you had to hear it now. That's what your purpose is. That's how you combat the darkness. Even things that have happened, you say, I can't bring the children back. Oh, no, but you can change the future of those left behind. What a concept. It's part of new consciousness. A few moments ago, my partner stopped. There was a pause in his lecture. And he told you that I had reminded him that a relationship with God or spirit or creator or whatever you call it has to be 24/7. It should be. The soul that you have is 24/7. So the idea that you would only then be spiritual during meditation is very linear. And it's something else that is taught you from other places. He told a story, but then he didn't tell you why. I stopped him because he was starting to talk about consciousness, the evolution of consciousness. He was about to tell you why, and I stopped him then because I want to tell you. The consciousness on this planet has a chance to evolve past what you can even think. Tonight's channel is going to be labeled and called You Don't Know What You Don't Know. Did you know that you had a power that you didn't have a few years ago? Did you know that collectively, with focus, you can create coherence across the planet with people you don't know who are in trouble and need you? Perhaps there will be a Lemurian brotherhood someday, and the whole purpose is for them to create coherence with men who need to feel they're loved by other men who care, who are fathers themselves. Perhaps there's a balance and a polarity that will start to exist between men and women when they come together and create these things as well. Old souls sending light like they never could before. I'm going to talk about consciousness tonight in ways I haven't before. Some of it will be confusing, as it often is, but it has to be when you don't know what you don't know. I just gave you something right now, those listening, those here, that can change the lives forever of those who were affected a few days ago by horror in their lives. Slowly it can be replaced with understanding, maturity, peace. And you'll know why, because you helped. That's the purpose of your being here. And so it is.